This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and we're going to look into potential impacts of a new law in Michigan many refer to as no stricter than federal. Just before leaving office, former Governor Rick Snyder signed the measure that makes it much more difficult for state agencies to enforce any environmental law that has standards more stringent than those set forth by the federal government. My guest this morning is Bonifer Ballard. Bonifer is Executive Director of the Michigan Section of the American Water Works Association. That's a community of nearly 1,700 water professionals in Michigan that are leading the advancement of water knowledge and improving the value and quality of water. The American Water Works Association is the largest nonprofit, scientific, and educational association dedicated to managing and treating water. And Bonifer, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let me ask you, let's start here on this no stricter than federal. Were you surprised that it made it through lame duck session and got signed into law?
Disappointed, maybe, but not surprised.
Those individuals and organizations that put it forth to the legislature and helped get it passed through include the Michigan Farm Bureau and Michigan Manufacturers Association. They contend it's a necessary law because having varying standards from state to state across the country causes costly confusion and inefficiencies. From your perspective, is that valid?
There's some valid point there. I think, you know, there are some good aspects of both of the laws that were passed. And perhaps if we give them the benefit of the doubt, I think there's even good intention. The fact that they're looking at sound science and really looking at peer review science to drive the decisions that are made in policy and rulemaking are important. We don't want to get too far out ahead of science, but at the same time, I think, unfortunately, we may have hamstringed DEQ's ability specifically to really mitigate the risks that Michigan is facing in water.
Do you, and this is kind of putting you on the spot, but do you know how many other states across the country have similar, no stricter than federal regulations?
No, I don't off the top of my head, but that's something I'm definitely going to be looking into.
Yeah, because it seems to me, even though Michigan signed this, with even good intentions in place, it can't really create the sense of consistency that those entities seek to create if not all states are on board, right?
Yeah, and I think although it's commendable that we're looking for consistency, I think the more important thing is not allowing a political environment to drive policymaking when it comes to protecting public health. So in this case, we want to make sure that we're following best practices and what the science tells us is appropriate for keeping water safe for people to consume. At the same time, you want to be able to use some discretion and really understand and be able to navigate when emerging contaminants are coming forward and a particular community feels the need to address that. They need to have that flexibility.
So that is the broader concern from the statewide perspective, is that a loss of local control, a loss of state oversight may put in jeopardy, further jeopardy, our water quality, and we may see more incidents like what we're seeing with Flint and what we're seeing in Ann Arbor with 1,4-dioxane and the PFAS contamination that is absolutely overwhelming the state at this point.
I would say the good side to this story is, as we're seeing all these emerging contaminants, is that you do have highly educated, highly skilled water professionals working to treat and deliver water to people, particularly in Washtenaw County. So I think that's the good part of the story. The bad part is these laws have created what could potentially be a very complex and difficult environment to navigate in order to address these emerging contaminants.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about Michigan's new No Stricter Than Federal law with Bonifer Ballard of the Michigan Section of the American Water Works Association. So when you travel the state and you're talking with various water professionals and you're talking with community members and they're expressing their concerns about water quality and how they can do something about it, what is your recommendation to them?
Well, it's a topic that is an ongoing discussion, right? If we had the answer to those questions, we would certainly share it with everyone. But I think just the fact that the water community is having this dialogue, we're all looking for solutions to these emerging problems, is important. I think to the state's good, I guess, the Governor Snyder, creating the MPART, the Michigan Response Team that's looking at PFAS, that was absolutely the right thing to do. And I'm hoping that the new governor will continue with the work that MPART has undertaken and continue to push forward with that issue, also expanding their effort to create public-private partnerships to conduct research on PFAS and some of these other emerging contaminants, but to also figure out how do we actually solve these problems of contaminants. It's not just treating the water, it's understanding how to destroy some of these contaminants. In the case of PFAS, we may be able to treat the drinking water, but you're really just, now you've got waste in your filtration system. And so what do you do with that waste? Because that waste is now contaminated with PFAS. So,
well, there's a reason those are called forever chemicals, right? I mean, they're not going anywhere.
Right, right. And so that's why we need research. I know U of M has started some research, and I've seen some articles from MSU as well, that people are already starting to study, how do we destroy these chemicals? It's not easy. As far as I know, there's only one reliable way, and it's completely impractical, very, very high temperatures to destroy these chemicals. But that's really where our effort needs to take place, because if we try to treat one aspect, particularly of something like PFAS, in one area of the water cycle, all we're doing is pushing it to another environment, whether it's literally out in the environment or to another industry. And so the problem doesn't go away, it just gets pushed around. So particularly in the case of MPART and what that group has been doing so far, we're hoping that the new governor will be willing to continue that effort, create those public-private partnerships, so that we can actually solve the problem, not just move it around.
Well, and let's move it to the beginning as opposed to the kind of end game that we've been talking about. Prevention. Mm-hmm. Do the new stricter-than-federal regulations perhaps hamper our ability to work on the front end of things so that these chemicals aren't created, that we find alternatives, that we keep it out of the environment altogether because they're not being created or used in our manufacturing processes?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know that I can say specifically that these laws do or don't inhibit or promote that. I would, you know, I always hope that as companies are developing new technologies, they're taking into account the effect that that technology is going to have on their communities that they're going to be using those technologies in, whether it's new chemicals or new products. Obviously, that's why we have policies, right, to keep us all sort of on the rails. I don't know really is the answer, because I think both of these pieces of legislation create some very complex situations. And unfortunately, I think we're just going to have to wait and see how the new administration and the new agency directors implement them. And it may end up playing out in court. You know, some organizations may decide to challenge some of the decisions that are made. And that's the only way we're going to find out really what the impact is going to be.
You have a busy year ahead, to be sure. So let me ask you this. If at this time in 2020 you and I get back together and have another conversation, where do you hope we'll be at that point?
I would really hope that we would be having an ongoing dialogue and hopefully a little progress in terms of how we're really going to approach emerging contaminants. It's one of the things, whether it's the dioxane, I know dioxane's been around for a while. PFAS is obviously the chemicals, the family of chemicals has been around for a while, but the detectable level has gotten lower and lower in recent years. And so as we're facing this wave of emerging contaminants, certainly here in the water sector, but here in Michigan specifically, since we have such a responsibility for so much of the world's fresh water, we have to have some dialogue about how we're going to protect that source water, because water is a cycle, right? As much as we talk about in my organization, we talk about drinking water, treating and delivering drinking water, it's critical to think about the entire water sector. If we can't protect the source water, the drinking water treatment and delivery becomes even more difficult and perhaps at some point not even achievable. So it's critical to this discussion. I would hope that next year we're actually you know, further along in the dialogue. I'm encouraged by the administration and some of the newly elected folks and the focus that they've placed on water. And I'm hoping, hopefully it's not misplaced hope, I'm hoping that the rhetoric that we heard in the campaigns actually translates to policy and resources, because all of this is going to take resources. All these problems that we're facing are not going to fix themselves.
Might source water and drinking water, might that be the bridge that covers the political divide?
I would hope so. From our perspective, it's all connected. So we don't see necessarily that they're independent issues. I think it will be, I'm looking forward actually to seeing the new DEQ director's approach to how she manages DEQ. Currently, DEQ has a drinking water division and has a water resources division, and they don't necessarily collaborate on things. And it would be interesting, and I think very productive for the state, if there was certainly more dialogue between those two divisions.
Well, I can't thank you enough for the time today, and you know what? I'll look forward to having that conversation with you at this time next year.
Wonderful.
That is Bonifer Ballard, the Executive Director of the Michigan Section of the American Water Works Association. Issues of the Environment, it's produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's presented each Wednesday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.